Welcome to Subscription Box Answers with your host, Liam Brennan.
You're no rubbish, no crap. Straight to the point podcast with real actionable tips, real strategies and insights from the industry, which will help you start and grow your own successful subscription box business. You ask the questions.
You ask the questions.
Liam gives the answers. It's as simple as that.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Subscription Box Answers. Now, today we are going to be talking about Google Ads, and Google Search Ads in particular. We're not going to be covering Performance Max or anything like that. That's a topic for a future episode. But a question came in within the last few days, where the subscription box owner wants to know, is it worthwhile to advertise on Google to grow their subscription box business? Let me read out the exact question. Hello, is it worthwhile to advertise on Google search to grow my subscription box business? I haven't been getting much traction so far, and I think Facebook ads are probably better. What is your opinion on this? So this is great. I'm really, really happy that this question came in, because I have quite a bit of experience with Google Ads when it comes to BoosterBox and some other projects that I was involved in the past. Google can be quite powerful for certain things. So the quick answer to the question is, you should test, okay? You need to test, because there's no real blanket response for me to say, oh, it's worth it or it's not worth it. It really depends on your business. But I do have some perspective on it when it comes to subscription boxes, which I'm going to share, which I think will be very valuable to you and to anybody listening to this podcast who is looking to grow their business with Google search ads. So let's jump into it. The first thing to make clear is, if you can get Google search ads working and you can drive them with volume, that's going to be some of the most valuable traffic you will get for your subscription box business. And that's because that's all intent-based traffic. Meaning somebody is sitting in front of their computer or they're sitting in front of their phone and they're actively searching for terms related to your box. For instance, imagine you had a basketball box and somebody goes to Google and they search basketball box and your ad pops up. That is a perfect match. Okay, that person is highly interested in purchasing from you. Okay, so that's why for certain things Google ads are the most powerful form of paid advertising, okay, because it's a exact match, whereas with Facebook or TikTok or Snap, it's different. The people aren't actively searching for your product. You are interrupting what they're doing and you are showing them your ad, so it's quite a bit different. Now, in saying that, there is a problem for a lot of subscription boxes when it comes to advertising on Google Ads. And this is what the problem is, right? The subscription box industry as a whole is still pretty new. So for a lot of boxes, people aren't actively searching for them because they don't know they actually exist. For my business, right, we have a lot of people signed up and we get a lot of people signed up every day, but people still aren't that familiar with dog subscription boxes. Now, the search volume is definitely increasing on Google, okay? You can monitor that and you can see, but there's still not enough people at home searching for a dog subscription box business simply because they don't know it exists, okay? They've never heard of a dog subscription box before. But if we put our box and a really, really attractive offer in front of somebody on Facebook or TikTok, they will respond to it if we put it in front of people that are actually interested in dogs and they have a dog. There's a good chance they'll be like, I never heard of that before. That looks unbelievable. I'm going to sign up, okay? Or I'm interested. I'm going to head over and leave my email and they'll sign up at some point in the future. So that's a big problem with Google, right? For a lot of boxes, people, even though the traffic is really, really powerful, people simply aren't searching for them because they don't know they even exist. Whereas with Facebook and TikTok and Snap, you're doing something called demand generation advertising. So we're creating our own demand. We're coming up with offers and we're putting our boxes in front of people who fit our target demographic, and we're hoping that they'll respond to our offers and sign up. So that's a big problem with Google. Even though it's powerful, usually the search volume is quite low for a lot of boxes, so it doesn't really drive any meaningful growth. Now, my advice to you would be, if you sign up for a Google Ads account, obviously it's completely free, there's something called a keyword planner, okay? And you'll see it as soon as you set up the account. It's one of the options up the top. If you click into that, you will be able to see the search volume for some keywords related to your box. So if you have like a kids craft box, you'll be able to search the volume for kids craft subscription. If you have a football box, you can do like football subscription box, whatever your box is. And that will give you a very good idea of the amount of people who are actively searching for your box. And it would help you understand, are Google search ads going to drive any meaningful growth in your subscription box business each month? Now, on the flip side, let me give you a scenario where Google Ads are really, really effective. Imagine you owned a plumbing company in Dublin and you set up your Google Ads account and you were bidding on the search term plumber Dublin. And then somebody's boiler went in their house or they needed a bit of plumbing work done and they went to Google and they searched for plumbers in Dublin and your ad popped up. That person would then go over to the website, they'd ring you and you would get a customer straight away. And that's how powerful intent-based traffic can be if you can get it working for your business. Now, let me explain to you how we use Google search ads in BoosterBox. We do run them, but we run them on a very, very small budget compared to the budget that we spend on Facebook or TikTok or affiliate marketing or anything like that. And the main reason why we run them is we want to have a presence, okay? And also, if you don't run any kind of branded keyword on Google, it's quite possible that one of your competitors will bid on your name. And then when people search for your name, they will see one of your competitors popping up first in the first ad, and the competitor may end up essentially robbing your sale. So that was happening to us. There's another dog subscription box company in the UK, and they were doing that. They were bidding on our name, and we were actually bidding on their name. And then eventually it got to the point where we got in touch with them and we were like, here, is there even a point doing this? We won't bid on your name if you don't bid on our name. And we agreed, and that was great. We stopped doing it. But there's other dog companies in the UK that are much bigger than us, and they do bid on the BoosterBox name. So that, like, they'd have a really, really big marketing budget and they're bidding on our name. So what we do to counteract that is we bid on our name as well. We bid on the BoosterBox name. So our ads will pop up the top a number of times when people are searching for us. And that actually gets us a lot of sales every month. Branded keywords. Now, usually when you mention branded keywords, people can be a bit funny about them, and they're like, you're essentially double paying for a subscriber because you would have got that subscriber already. They were searching for you. So why would you bid on your own name? And the reason you'd bid on your own name is the exact scenario which I just mentioned. Competitors will bid on it if you don't, and they will take some of your sales. So we don't spend a lot of money on this, but we do advertise with Google each day. Now, we do also bid on some pretty generic search terms like dog subscription box and things like that, and that does drive some sales as well. But as I mentioned, there isn't enough search volume for that to drive like a significant amount of growth where you're going to be spending a large proportion of your marketing budget on it each month. So my advice is test it. Look into the Google Keyword Planner, check what your search volume is, run some smaller campaigns with a smaller budget, bid on your branded name, and track it and see, is it driving growth in your business? Now, another thing you can do with Google search is, and we're still playing around with this, but I'll give you the basic concept because it could be quite powerful if you could get this working. So as you can probably imagine, a lot of people are searching for dog toys and dog treats every day. But the problem is, just because they're searching for dog toys or dog treats, it doesn't really mean that they're going to sign up for a dog subscription box. They may just want to buy a once-off toy or a once-off bag of treats. So we tested bidding on these terms. And what we found was, if we bidded on these terms and we sent people to our standard Busterbox website, the customer acquisition cost would be really, really high because it wasn't really a exact match. People were searching for them, but they just didn't want the subscription. So they came to our website and they left. Now, our idea going forward would be to set up specific funnels for specific terms. So I'll give you an example. Imagine if we set up a one-page funnel, right, for dog collars, because a lot of people are searching for dog collars. Somebody would go over, they'd search for it. We would have a completely different funnel and sales page set up selling a dog collar. And then we would hope to convert a decent amount of those visitors into buyers for a decent CPA. And then once they've actually bought the dog collar, we will then look to upsell them into the subscription on the back end. So that's something we're kind of playing around with. I think it could be a pretty powerful strategy because these people are interested in signing up to our box, but they're just not aware of it. So you have to have a way to bring them in to your funnel and then convert them into subscribers for your box. And that's my thinking behind it, because they have dogs, they're interested in different dog products. So if we can just get their contact information and we can show them the quality of our toys and treats, and we can show them how happy all the other dogs are who are signed up to our box, and we can then hit them with a good offer, there's a good chance we will eventually turn them into a subscriber. So I'd recommend you looking into something similar for your business. Like if you're running, I don't know, a beauty subscription box and people weren't actually searching for a beauty subscription box, but they were searching for specific products that you had, you could then try to sell them those products, collect their information, and then upsell them onto the subscription. And that could potentially work for most subscription boxes. So to break it down in the simplest way possible, this is how you would do it. If the search volume is low for terms related directly to your box, you could then use the keyword planner to search for other terms that people are searching for that aren't directly related to your box, but you know that they fit your target demographic. So for us, if they're searching for dog toys, they're probably going to sign up for a dog subscription box, or there's potential that they'd be interested in signing up for a dog subscription box at some point. So we could make like a single sales page, a funnel for a specific dog toy, and we could sell that. We collect the customer's contact information, and then at some point in the future, we would upsell them to a subscription. Now, I hope you found this episode helpful. If you have a question, please send it in to liam@subscriptionboxanswers.com or head over to my Facebook group. You can join it for free. It's a great subscription box community. It has over 7,000 subscription box owners in there. People at all different stages of their journey. Some people only getting started. Some people generating millions. We have all different types of boxes in there. So if you head over to subscriptionboxresources.com, it will direct you automatically to that Facebook group, and you can join and you can post your question there. So thanks very much, and I will chat to you next week at the same time. Have a great day.